Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
A real tragedy in Greenwich, New York, and it has to do with two children who were buried under a snowbank.
Yeah, two 12-year-old Greenwich boys out for some fun after school on Tuesday afternoon were buried in tons of snow, one tragically dying and the other, the police chief told us last night, miraculously surviving. After school let out, the boys had dug into the backside of a snowbank on a lot on Rock Street, which is a dead end near the sewer plant. They had created a fort. This is what the surviving boy told police. He said he heard a truck. The next thing he remembered, everything went dark. The Department of Public Works had finished its work there around 3:30 in the afternoon. The boys were reported missing around 5 o'clock and were found between 7 and 7:30. Both were taken to Saratoga Hospital. The chief said one of the boys was pronounced dead around 10 o'clock last night, but that the other boy was being treated for hypothermia and would make a full recovery. He estimated that they were buried in that snow probably 3 or 3.5 hours. Both of the boys attended Greenwich Central School, and, you know, their discovery is itself something of a miracle. So some really sad news from Washington County this morning.
And a sigh of relief, I imagine, for missing hikers that were found and rescued from Niskayuna.
Yeah, both were from Niskayuna, and they spent two nights in the cold in the Adirondacks. Maddie Papalizio and her boyfriend, Blake Aloy, had just reached the top of Algonquin, the second highest mountain in New York State, when what they had planned as a quick day trip went south. We talked to Maddie from her hospital bed last night in Saranac Lake. She said as soon as they got to the top, a massive fog came over the entire summit. It was so intense, she said, that she couldn't see her hand in front of her face, and if she wasn't latched onto Blake, she would have completely lost him. Her boyfriend and she were both in the hospital last night, both expected to make a complete recovery. They didn't lose any toes or fingers, and they're very thankful for that. When the snowstorm hit at the summit, the couple's instinct was to climb back down the mountain immediately, but the whiteout prevented that. They couldn't find the trail back, so they linked their arms, they walked toward a clearing they thought might lead to the trail, and as soon as their feet hit the rock, they just started plummeting, falling through an incredible amount of snow. She said it engulfing her entire body. Friends determined later that they had actually fallen about 100 feet. So the good news is they were discovered around 11 o'clock on Tuesday. They spent two nights in the cold but managed to survive. So some good news from Schenectady County.
Boy. Well, and it's going to get colder over the next couple of days, especially Thursday night. So bundle up and be safe, everyone. Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. You can find out more at dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thank you.